Sure.
Speaking of, dude, my friend hit me up and was like, yo, the Navy SEALs got a hold of your firefighter sketch, and they were all passing around saying it was the shit, dude. So, yo, shout out Navy SEALs. Damn, what up, dude. Boys?
That's awesome.
Yeah, that made me feel, I was sitting, it was right last night when I was reading that some dickhead talking shit on me online that I sold out to the right wing and that I was a fucking failed white comic. And then my boy texted me and was like, yo, the Navy SEALs are praising you. It's like, dude, me and the SEALs are.
So who would you rather have, the Navy SEALs praise you or some dude?
Dude.
Not fucking trashing some dude who's probably projecting his own life failure onto you. It's like, hey, man.
Now that me and the Navy SEALs are cool, dude.
I mean, you pretty much, you get up at 4:30 in the morning, dude. It's basically Jocko's boys are being like, yo, you ever hear this? He's a fucking man.
Me and the SEALs have very similar regimens.
For sure.
Like, 100%.
For sure, dude.
Both discipline out the wazoo. You know what I did today?
What'd you do?
Nothing. I didn't do much.
I don't think I even got a breakfast. I don't think I even like fart at 4:30 in the morning in my sleep. My body is just totally
everything's
shut
off. Just yeah. No, me and the SEALs are pretty. I'm pretty much a SEAL now. I mean, you should see me in basic training.
How was that?
I was pretty much a SEAL
hitting the push-ups.
That's what the thing was. Like, I didn't quit because it was too hard.
Too easy.
It was just a cakewalk, dude. Yeah, I was like, I gotta get out of here.
This is what you guys want me to do?
Nah.
100 push-ups? Call me when you guys need me to do 1,000.
Yeah, right. I'd be at like 5 and be like, well, I'm trying, man. I'm trying so fucking hard.
You should have just wore Metal Gear Solid gear and just fucking just like slunk around the whole time. You ever seen people get question marks?
I just got a box and hid in it and walked the halls at night. Oh, man. I've told that story a bunch.
What?
Like when I knew I was going to quit during basic, I just went out and took a shower. Like at night, you're not allowed to shower. You're not allowed to get out of your fucking room at night.
Yeah, people hit you with fucking soap bars. Dude,
I got out and just went to take a shower in the middle of the night.
Because you
I
knew
like,
you had enough.
I was like, fuck this. Yeah. I'm not going to listen to these fucking guys. I'm taking a shower. This sucks.
How was it?
When I was walking to the shower, they all like three drill sergeants came running down the hall and were like, what the fuck are you doing? Get against the wall. So I was standing against the wall and they were like, do you even want to fucking be here? And I was like, no, I'm quitting.
Yeah, I'm done.
And instantly they're like, oh man, come on. It's not that bad, dude.
It's like being in
like,
a fucking,
you can do it. Come on, man.
It's like being in like a haunted attraction. Feel like you stop. Like, all right, my bad. So what's going on?
As soon as I was like, no, really, I'm definitely quitting. This sucks. They're like, dude, come on. It's not that bad. Just get through this. It's fine. It's easy. You can do it. And I was like, hilarious. No, I'm getting in the shower, dude. They're like, all right, get in the shower.
Let me take the shower. That's so fucking funny.
Yeah.
But yeah, dude. Well,
that's pretty much exactly what Navy SEALs basic training is, too.
For sure.
You know what I mean?
They can let you skate through. You're like, dude, this is too hard.
Yeah, they're like, yeah, go ahead.
They're like, all right, come on, man.
Yeah.
You can shower.
So that's why I get so emotional when I watch, like, Lone Survivor. If you know, dude, if you watch Lone Survivor with me, because those are my brothers.
I hear you.
Those are pretty much my brothers.
That guy was going to come fuck you up, dude. Did you ever see the guy Mark Wahlberg touts around in interviews?
Marcus Luttrell?
I think so.
The guy, the actual Lone Survivor?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's on a fuck
yeah, he'll fucking
up.
Kill me.
Did you see when Mark brings him around and the guy's like, well, I mean, like, I feel the guy who's interviewing him basically says, like, kind of like doesn't really treat this guy's situation with as much respect as the guy wants. And the dude starts talking and Mark, like, puts his arm in front of him. He's like, What are you talking about, bro? It's pretty funny.
Damn, Mark's a troop. Mark Wahlberg.
Mark's a troop.
Dude, that's so ridiculous that he just is like, I'm a troop.
He's a troop, dude. He saved Boston. Mark saved Boston during the bombing.
What a fucking dildo.
And he's a troop, dude.
Mark Wahlberg is a dildo.
I will say,